Torch Podcast with your host, Chris and Larry.
No good! By George, the dream is alive!
By George, episode 6. Podcast. Welcome.
Podcast what? What are we going to talk about today, Jones?
Today we're going to look back at the Richmond win, which was big for our program going into Brooklyn. We're going to talk about...
Sleep till Brooklyn!
What the hell was that?
The tank?
Yeah. Okay, and then next we're going to look at the A-10 tournament itself. We're going to break down the bracket.
We finished 12th. What?
Yes, we did. I don't know if that's anything to brag about.
Better than last.
And then we'll finally look at some things to do in Brooklyn. So we're going to suggest maybe some bars to go to, some hangout spots.
Because if you haven't learned yet, Chris and I, we like to drink.
You're drinking right now.
What time is it?
It's too early.
Is it 5 o'clock somewhere?
It's technically 5:02 right here.
Perfect. Okay, right. So Richmond win. God, was it awesome. The stadium was pretty packed. The vibe was good. Cheerleaders,
senior evening, whatever you want to call it. And so, yeah, they were able to start all four seniors played at some point.
Yeah, they all played.
Rudy,
Royal scored.
Shevin, Gujanicic, yeah.
And Rudy could have scored. Instead, he gave a Euro step and tried to like lay it up with his left hand.
That Euro step looked like Euro trash.
I didn't know he was from Northern Virginia.
Yeah.
That kind of makes me like him more. Okay, yeah. So the Richmond game. We dominated. It didn't. The end result
score does not reflect the fact that we were beating them by like 24. The fact that Rudy came in should have, you know.
They closed the gap to 9 and had a 3 attempt. They could have cut it to 6.
They kept
but they
draining
missed.
Threes. I mean, right. They drained probably like 5 threes in the last like minute.
Right. It was exciting though. There was some power dunks. There was some awesome passes by Otis. He went 5 for 5 from the line. He just continues to be probably our best player.
5 for 5 from the line.
Oh, from the arc. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. Yeah. 5 for 5 from three.
Yeah. No, he's killing it. I mean, he should win the A-10 Rookie of the Year. I think he
and that would
made
be
a,
awesome.
Right. He definitely put on a show for the last game. And then Marco came out with 15-9. Just a classic Marco game where he puts up, you know, a few points, a few rebounds,
like
few assists.
Jumpers. He was doing it all.
Yeah. And then Shevin, who's really put his game together towards the end of the season, finished with 16-17. And so that's just helping his potential D-League draft stock. I think, you know, some team's going to take a shot on him. But yeah,
I mean, he leads the A-10 in rebounds a game, right. And he's a top rebounder.
And
in the
again,
nation.
Yesterday he went 4 of 6 from the free throw. He's just really improving his free throw shot.
God, I hate playing the what if game and thinking about what if he just made a couple more of his three free throws early on.
Yeah, we could have at least been in like 10th place, maybe.
Right. And we could have been out of this play-in round.
Right.
It's not called a play-in game anymore. Well, okay.
Who said that?
I don't know. Some guy commented it. And I actually appreciate your comments, so please continue to listen and comment.
You're like bashing on people.
So it was pretty much a lot of people played well. I thought people contributed off the bench. I thought Abram brought it. He had an awesome dunk.
Oh yeah, that
and,
was tight.
You know, it's tough for him to go from starter to. Did he start last night?
Last night, I forget.
Me too.
I missed the first like 30 seconds of the game.
And so. I actually missed it some time too because I was too busy getting loaded at Fat Tuesdays. So
four Patron shots. It's insane. Who racks up a $120 bill at Fat Tuesdays?
You know, when you're with some people you haven't seen in a while, sometimes it just gets a little bit crazy.
Right.
Okay. Huh. So the seniors. Okay, it was senior night.
Right.
Okay. And we had two seniors who contributed.
Well, yeah, Shevin and Marco.
And it must feel nice for them to go out in their last game at Eagle Bank Arena.
Yeah.
With a win and playing well like that.
Right. And then for Royal and Rudy to get minutes, you know, that told me that, you know, we dominated the game and they're not great.
Did you ever see a fire in Royal that made you think that he actually cared about starting or playing?
No.
No. And he was like smiling in the senior picture. So maybe he was just happy to be a part of Mason Nation.
Yeah. And, that's what he's your class act walk on, you know?
Well, I was talking about Royal.
Oh, well, you said Rudy.
Did I?
It was confusing.
Okay.
So he was smiling? That was...
Yeah, he was like smiling in his picture, but I thought like, you know...
Okay. Was he going to frown?
Okay, I'm sorry. My apologies. Seniors, we thank you for everything you brought us. I remember the day that we found out that we're going to get Marco. We were excited. We were excited for Royal, and we didn't even know who the F Chevin was, so...
I did.
He's been a pleasant surprise. You didn't know him? That man was like kicking it in Jamaica.
Right, but I was still following him the summer before we got him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was really raw. I was watching like videos on him.
Well, he has been a pleasant surprise for me here in Mason, and we just want to thank you for our time. For our time?
Wow.
For your time.
Keep drinking your brandy.
It's really. 5 o'clock somewhere, man. It's 5 o'clock somewhere. Okay, stay tuned. Did we already go over the list of what we're going to talk about?
Yes.
Okay. Jeez. All right. My apologies, guys.
Let's cut to break.
Okay.
Right,
okay. Stay tuned. Yeah. Segment number two coming up.
Bird can't fly in a cage. Even when somebody go away. The feelings don't really go away.
Hey, yo, Mickey. Hey, talking to me?
Yeah, of course, Mickey.
Talking
look at
to me.
Yeah. I'm talking to you.
Okay.
Did you hear about this A10 tournament?
Nah, I never heard of it.
Well, it's a tournament that they hold at Barclays Center in Brooklyn.
Oh, Brooklyn? There's no sleep in Brooklyn. I like that.
Never sleep. No sleep. But listen, you can actually come this Wednesday.
This Wednesday?
At Barclays Center, 6:30. You can watch my favorite team play.
All right. I'm there.
Do you know what my favorite team is?
No, I don't.
The George Mason Patriots. That's who.
Okay. I don't know what that is. I've never seen them play, but I'm a Patriot myself, so...
All right. Well, let's go to Barclays, 6:30. This Wednesday, they'll be playing the St. Louis Billikens. I'll be damned if I know what a Billiken is, but I'm going to go watch them play.
I'll bring some pizza.
All right. Well, cut me a slice.
Bird can't fly in a cage. Even when somebody go away. The feelings don't really go away.
And we're back.
Welcome, segment number two. Talking about where we finished in the A-10.
All right. Well, I'll tell you where we finished. 12th place. That's 12th. Where we finished.
It's pretty good. Good. Yeah. Better than last.
Right. And better than 13th.
So who are we playing? How is this?
I'll tell you who we're playing. We're playing St. Louis.
Okay.
All right.
And the last time we played them, we went into overtime and had a chance to win. They were blowing us
out. We've played them well. We won one game and then we lost one in overtime.
We actually scored 90 points against St. Louis the first time around.
Right. So I think we match up against them pretty well. I would give us the slight odds in this matchup. And so, yeah, I think it's a winnable game. Hopefully we break the curse of not winning in Barclays or the A-10 tournament. And the next team that we would be projected to play is GW. They're the 5th place team in the A-10, and so I'm not sure how we match up against them. Do you think that we could beat them?
No, I don't, and I'm giving us about a 30% chance to win that game, but we still need to beat St. Louis.
Right, I know. I'm kind of projecting ahead, but
St. Louis is a young team like us, and I think we have a chance. They're coming into the tournament losing 4 games in a row. We're coming off a big win versus Richmond.
But we're not notorious for winning back-to-back games.
We're going back to back.
Right.
It would be nice to win it because Chris and I are not 100% sure that we can get there for the 6:30 game. So we were actually kind of rooting for a loss. Sorry, Mason Nation. You know, wow. I loved watching the win.
Not really supposed to tell them that.
Okay. But we wanted to get there for that 9 o'clock game.
Yeah, that would have been so much more convenient.
Right. We could have left work at normal hours.
Right. But... either way, I still think we're both going to see it in time. So keep your fingers crossed.
Where did everybody else finish in the bracket? Can we talk about the bracket a little bit? What are we excited for? Is there matchups that we are excited to watch while we are in Brooklyn?
Well, I think one interesting note would be like if we did beat GW, for instance, which would be a huge win, we'd actually have to play St. Joseph's next, and then Dayton after that, and then the winner of the VCU St. Bonaventure side of the bracket. Like, that is the... Oh,
our road
God.
Is tough.
There's absolutely no way we would ever win the A-10 tournament. Ever.
Right. But
maybe
we are hoping,
one win.
We are hoping for a couple wins, but what I do like is that we do have size, and they're starting to play well. Can they put together back-to-back good games? We're going to find out on Wednesday at 6:30. Another matchup that I'm looking at, I'm wondering, what is VCU going to do? We've seen them, you know, not perform that well, lose to bad teams. But they have to play Rhode Island or Massachusetts. That's got to be a win.
If you look sort of at
But then that St. Bonaventure VCU potential matchup, all the
upper tier teams in the A-10 have been, you know, volatile towards the end of the season. A lot of teams have bad losses.
Yep.
I mean, GW just had a not so. I mean, they lost to Davidson. St. Joseph's lost. I mean, I don't know. Like, there isn't a true dominant team, but I would say the hottest team going into the tournament is definitely St. Bonaventure, winning five straight. I mean, they look awesome. Their guards are awesome.
They looked. I mean, when they were in town, it just. They were physically imposing. They were just much bigger than us at every position.
I forgot who their one guard is, but he put up 47 points this last week in a St. Bonaventure win. So they're easily
national coverage.
Yeah, they're easily the hottest team in the A-10, and that's one side of the bracket that we don't have to really play in, so we don't have to
really
play.
And I would say that's probably the tougher side of the bracket when I'm looking at it. I would rather play Dayton right now. I'd rather play St. Joe's. I know we just beat VCU, but... I don't think we're going to beat them again.
Right.
And so I'm excited with our placement. I think we're going to take St. Louis on. Young team versus young team. Who's more hungry? I think we're coming in with a win.
Right. So we'll see. We'll see if we could ride that momentum wave. We haven't yet this year, but I don't know. Maybe we put it together.
I would love to see some back-to-back wins
in
the tournament.
Too.
So extend the season.
Yeah. And then... what else were we going to talk about?
I think segment two, that's it. I mean, we're...
Hold on. What about...
I got one thing, too,
actually. Okay.
All right, what do you got?
Oh, no, you go.
Okay, Jesus. So we haven't talked about the fans. You guys have done a better job as of late. You're showing up more games. This was like... It was spring break, and people still showed up to this game on Saturday.
Awesome.
It was a good turnout.
Yeah.
And so we want you to make the trip. You're students. We know you have classes, whatever else is going on.
No, but it's spring break.
Oh, right. Duh. So you need to get yourselves there. Buy tickets. They're not that expensive.
They have buses that go up.
Okay, so look it
up. Sign
up. I don't know where you can find that information, because you know what? Chris and I just went hard ourselves.
I know. Oh. Go to Google. Google it. Just type it in. Bus, Mason, New York.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. So Patriot Platoon is probably a good source to reach out to.
I know the whole band's going to make the trip. And actually, not to go too far off topic, but the Green Machine wants to play, I think, with or at Jimmy Fallon. So they actually sent out a video. So hopefully we'll see a Green Machine sighting up in New York on Jimmy Fallon. I don't know. But
I think they've been going around to the girls' games. I don't know where the girls played.
Right. But
they've been traveling. That band, they go hard for us.
Right. And so, yeah, everyone's making the trip up to the A-10 tournament. I hope to see more like older alumni and at least a few students.
Chris, have you ever been to Brooklyn?
Yeah, we went to Brooklyn a few years ago. What
was that for?
Oh, sorry, your bachelor party
last
year.
Oh, we popped off.
Oh, yeah.
So Brooklyn is a good time. So if you're thinking about, man, do I want to waste my trip, stay a night in Brooklyn. Get an Airbnb. Get your friends together. Come out. Rock your green and gold and root your ass off.
Right. And it might be kind of warm.
Right. You can enjoy the city.
You could do that.
There's so many hot chicks. That's a lock. Anywhere you
are
go
in New York. Are you selling New York based on hot chicks?
I mean...
So many hot chicks. Okay.
There's good bars.
What about our female listeners, though?
There's probably a lot of attractive dudes, too.
You tell me, buddy.
No, but it's just a very attractive place. A lot of stuff is happening.
How superficial of you.
So much good food. Get your slices of pizza and enjoy your time. I mean, root for your team.
Good food.
Root for your team. So make the trip to New York. We'll be up there. We'll be letting you know where we'll be at in case you want to party with us.
Yeah, follow us on Twitter. You'll see updates on where we're at, where we're pre-gaming, post-gaming, etc. So
at by George Mason on Twitter.
Yep. Did you have anything else?
Instagram. At @by_George.
Yep.
And we got a Tumblr that sometimes gets updated, so check that out too. See us there.
Segment
3 coming up.
Listen, all you New Yorkers.
Bada bing, bada boom.
feet. Dear New York, I hope you're doing well. I know a lot's happened and you've been through hell. So we give thanks for providing a home. Through your gates at Ellis Island, we passed in droves. Brooklyn, Bronx, Queens, and Staten. From the Battery to the top of Manhattan. Asian, Middle Eastern, and Latin. Black, white, New York, you make it happen. L-I-E, the B-Q-E. Hit these at the van shell with the L-S-D. Get my BBDs from B-I-M. You know I'm repping Manhattan the best I can. Stop off and sneak a bar. Got thrown out, sneaking in at 4 a.m. After going out, you didn't rob me in the park at Diana Ross. But everybody started looting when the lights went off. From the South, South Bronx on out to Queensbridge. From Hollis, Queens, right down to Bay Ridge. From Castle Hill to the Lower East Side. From 1010 Winds to 5 and 5.
Another Beastie Boys classic,
yeah,
Five Boroughs.
We go way back with Beastie Boys and By George.
Right. So, anyways, the song obviously highlighting Brooklyn, Bronx, Queens, and Staten, from the Battery to the top of Manhattan, Agent. All right, what, anyways, but let's talk about our Brooklyn trip. What do we have planned here? Any bars, restaurants, anything that you want to talk about?
Yeah, I know that one place that we're probably going to suggest people go and join us is a place called Union Hall.
What is Union Hall? And, why should we go there?
And it has a bocce ball court. And
bocce ball?
Yeah.
Love me some bocce ball.
We have a great time playing bocce ball here in D.C., so we should take our talents to Brooklyn as well.
Mm.
Maybe we'll leave with a little championship trophy of our own.
Okay. So, if you want to win that, let's do it.
We're looking at a place also, and if you've been to any of these places and you want us to let us know, because you had been going to Brooklyn the past couple of years to support us as we lost the play-in game, let us know what you think. We're looking at a place called Park Slope.
Right, that sounds kind of cool.
Okay, and do you know what they're known for, Jones?
I think they have some of the best whiskey.
Ooh, and you know we love our Brooklyn whiskey.
So, yeah, I'm kind of looking forward to that place. Grab a few whiskeys after, you know, some of those games.
And just to let you know, pretty soon, I think in either tomorrow or the next day, my brother, who lives in Park Slope, Brooklyn, is going to suggest a bunch of places, and I'm going to post it up as podcast 6.5. It's going to be a little shorter segment. And so we'll let you know where exactly you should go. But let's just talk about one of our trips in Brooklyn real quick, because Chris and I's relationship really did start to flourish.
Yeah, that's the word.
That's the word? Okay. It started when we took a trip to Brooklyn, and then we also went up to Boston to see his college roommate.
Yep.
But it was a blast.
Dave?
Dave?
Yeah.
What's up, Dave? Does Dave listen?
Nah.
So maybe we could get him to listen if we're, like, calling his name out at least?
Yeah, he'll never hear it.
So that trip was awesome. Chris was actually almost kicked out of 2 or 3 different bars because he couldn't control himself from cursing.
Cursing, loud. What did I puke in one place? Yeah, I don't know. I can't remember.
That's old Chris. Okay. That Chris hasn't been around in a while, but hey.
Do you miss him?
I of course I miss him. I mean, at times it was embarrassing when I had to be like, dude, please stop cursing. But, you know, you just couldn't stop yourself. And so bartenders didn't like it. They're like,
sorry.
It was like, excuse me, sir. There's kids here. This is a kid-friendly bar.
I was like, dude, it's 1 a.m. And I don't even know why we were drinking.
They're going to take their kids home.
Right.
And you're yelling at us because we're
sorry,
cursing.
Sorry, I'm cursing around your child at a bar.
Sorry, we just go ham.
Okay. Calm down.
A couple times we were coming home from Manhattan and we just got completely lost. Do you remember wandering through Brooklyn?
Yeah, my feet were just, they were like rubber.
We were freezing because we'd been out and like it was sunny for the day. We didn't really plan accordingly, so we were like cold.
Oh my God, I just remember walking for hours.
We had no idea where we were going. Hey, but I don't even think we had smartphones at the time.
My phone was dumb at the time. I had one of those dumb phones.
So we've been there twice. The other time was for my bachelor party, and it went hard. We enjoyed Brooklyn again. We went to the Brooklyn Brewery. So if you're in town for the tournament, go to the Brooklyn Brewery. Go to Brooklyn Brewery. Bowling.
Brooklyn Bowling, that was fun.
The fried chicken was banging.
Demolish that.
And so we're excited to go back. So on our next, on the trip coming up, we plan to either go Wednesday, maybe, probably Thursday morning. And we're going to cover every game from start to finish for you guys. So follow us on our social, on the social medias, and we'll provide you the information you need.
Right. So is that about it? Does that wrap up this edition of By George?
Well, do we want to give them like a random bit?
What type of random bit do you want to give him?
So like Kirk Cousins, like that's something that we find pretty interesting.
Yeah, he was franchised.
And how much? It was for like $20 million.
To be honest, I don't know much of the details.
You don't?
No.
So you don't give a shit?
No, I do. I just said.
Do you like Kirk?
Yes, I'm a Kirk guy.
So you wanted to keep him?
Yeah.
And what was the what would be the max contract that you would give him?
Like $18 million.
20? For how many years?
Four,
yeah. I think if you can get Kirk Cousins at 4 years, $18 million per year, that's a lock. So I think the Redskins have attempted to get that, and he's saying no, he wants like 20 plus. And if not,
it's like, calm down, Kirk. You had a good second half of the season, but it's not like
against some nubby defenses.
Right. So you're tight, but you ain't that tight.
So it's another prove it deal, and there's nothing better in the NFL than prove it deals. How many players have gone out and balled out in their contract year and not been the same since? Joe Flacco.
He's on his back-o.
So I like it. Hey, prove it, Kirk. Prove that you need a long... And if you go out and win, and you win back-to-back NFC East championships...
Which is very doable, by the way.
And we haven't done since, like, 1991. I will...
What are you going to do to him? Yeah, you're giving me a look like you want to do something to him.
I'm going to buy him a present, and I'm going to send it to his house.
That's creepy. You're like giving me looks, and you're saying you're going to buy him a present?
Whatever that man asks, if he gets me back-to-back NFC East championships, Kirk.
You'll like him. How about that? You'll applaud him. You'll buy his jersey or something.
I don't think I'll.
Yeah, I wouldn't buy one of those.
Yeah, no, that's it. I got a Sean Taylor. That shit's going to last for a life. You know what I'm saying?
Not his life.
So, Redskins, that's about it. Nothing too new, exciting to talk about there.
Yeah, I think we should just sign off.
Yeah, follow us on Periscope, Twitter, Instagram. We're going to be showing you some videos of our life in Brooklyn.
And I think we're going to probably come out with a another podcast, you said Thursday?
Yeah, well... Yeah. Yeah, like Wednesday night or Thursday.
Yeah, so
giving you some details.
Stay tuned. It'll be fun.
Thanks for listening. We love you. We love our fans. We love you. You're the best. I'm the one your bitch like. Yeah, I'm the one your bitch like. And I be talking shit like. I ain't scared to lose a fist fight. And she grabbing on my light. She want to see if it'll fit right. That's just the way. Yeah, way. Shine in the shade. Bird can't fly in the cage. Even when somebody go away, the feelings don't really go away. That's just the way.